Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning edition of the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this morning, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in on this morning to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. And as you all know, we have a very special, special guest. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's on the line and those who will listen, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And without further ado, I would like to introduce Mr. Al Tork Best. He's the CEO founder of FP, and he's going to explain that to us, FP Youth Outcry. He has over 20 years of supervisory operations management and multimedia technical experience. He has received many awards, numerous awards, for all of his great works in the community of Jersey. And for the last 2 years, Mr. Best has been constructing the Help Us Become Better program, which will serve as a community empowerment center. And he's going to explain more about that as well. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Best. Mr. Best, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you for joining me this morning. All right, Mr. Best, do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all.
Okay, great. Mr. Best, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Again, you said my name is Al Tariq Best, and I'm the founder and executive director of FP Youth Outcry, FP standing for Future Potential. My life changed about 10 years ago when a life experience happened with me and my sons that made me more fond to doing more for my community. My son put a charge on my heart to do more for my community, and I've been obedient with God's work ever since. I'm just trying to make a difference in our youth lives and the community, and we started a nonprofit organization. And I've been doing it ever since and just trying to make a difference, you know, being the change that I want to see.
Oh, that's great. Excellent, excellent vision. Now, can you tell us how your music and ministry impact our youth of today that you actually work with and our youth, our regular youth?
Well, when I started the nonprofit, the goal was to try to see what it was that I can do to attract the youth. And I knew that music saved my life. You know, when I grew up, I was around a lot of friends that were doing things that probably wasn't God-like. So, you know, me being artistic, music saved my life. I stayed in the studio when my friends were going out doing other things. I ran to the studio. I was able to rhyme. So that afforded me the opportunity to travel around the world and be able to perform on stages and stuff. So I got to see the world outside of Newark. So when I started my nonprofit organization, I knew that because it saved my life, I can do that. So what I've been able to do was create a program called Rhymes for Reasons. And this program was a program where they can utilize their artistic talents and learn the music business, the behind the scenes, you know, artist development, audio engineering, and sound recording, but they couldn't curse. We made them use their minds and come up with ways of sustenance so that they can create songs that will build up other people and not tear them down. And we've had 5 graduating classes since. So we've been able to grab gang members and everything and put them on songs together and, you know, just create harmony throughout the streets. I love it.
Wow. So let me ask you this. So are these individuals able to, like, put their CD out on market?
Well, this is the first year that we're really considering putting it out because this graduating class right now, they have some stuff that's like, OMG. I'm just really, like, excited about this summer because, you know, the really inspirational music that really been put together, the alumni from previous classes came back and participated in this, and we have a nice, solid project that we're considering putting out this summer.
Wow. Excellent, and congratulations.
Now, thank you.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the awards you have received for your community involvement?
Okay. I was awarded the Spirit of Newark Award from former Mayor Cory Booker, Omega Sci-Fi Citizen of the Year Award. I just was awarded an award for excellence in community service from the Newark Public Schools, Partners in Acts Awards. There's so many awards. This is
right.
Crazy. I just love that I'm being obedient to what God has put on my life. So the awards mean one thing, but it doesn't mean nearly as much as seeing the impact that we've making on the youth lives and their parents' lives and knowing that they made better decisions because of the actions that we put in place.
Oh, wow, that is excellent. I remember a few years back when I interviewed the late Miss Yolanda King, and her concept was edutainment, and she believed that we must entertain while educating. Now, your organization, the FP mission, is to entertain, educate, and empower. Explain to us, what does that look like for you?
Well, I came up with those philosophies because I understood when I was growing up, there, you know, the friends that I had, it was hard to grasp them. It was hard to captivate their attention, and it's even worse now. So how do we really grab the attention of our youth? So I utilize the arts. I utilize the music, videography, photography, graphic arts, dancing, all of those things, and to gravitate them over to us and then captivate them. So that's the entertainment part. The education part is while we have them and they're interested in what it is that we're doing, we teach them financial literacy, health and wellness, grooming and self-efficacy, career readiness, and maximizing off education with a little mentorship and entrepreneurial all through it all. So once you teach them well enough, they become empowered to do more for themselves and others. So our simple philosophy is entertain them, educate them, empower them.
Wow, that's amazing. That's excellent. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about the HBB and its function?
Oh, yes, the hub, the Help Us Become Better Community Empowerment Center. It's 9,000 square feet in the city of Newark, right in the heart of the Century Ward on Prince Street. See, Prince Street is notorious for being negative. Just for the past years, it's been so many things that said about Newark and Prince Street that was really negative. What we wanted to try to do was take a center, like the idea that we had with the entertainment, education, and empowerment, and make it a highlight for the city. And it's becoming that right already. The hub has taken a life of its own. I believe that you could take a light and put it in an already lit room, and it don't do too much. But you take that same light and put it in a dark room, it means the world. So with Prince Street having that dark world and us putting this light on top of it, everybody's coming here. The youth are now starting to talk about the hub instead of how negative Prince Street was. So we broke the building up into 3 different sections: entertainment, education, and empowerment. We have a radio station. We have the green screen for the videography. They do the photography here. We built the recording studio here. So then you have the education side where they actually do the financial literacy and all of those soft skills and getting them prepared for life. And then the empowerment side still needs to be built out, but the idea and the volunteers that are with us are we're going to be doing the reentry, the grief counseling, the domestic violence, and those peel back the layer issues that we need so that we can be better in our community.
Wow, that is great. What are some of your long-term and short-term goals?
Short-term is just to be able to save as many youth as we can. Long-term is to replicate the hub into, you know, all underserved communities. We're working on it. We have about 5 different states right now that want to bring the hub there. So the idea is not to take anything away from the YMCAs and the Boys and Girls Club. I just feel like the hub is going to be more relevant to what the community needs. You know, we're going to focus on what that community needs so that it stays relevant.
That's good. So are you guys thinking about going into partnership with those particular YMCAs and organizations?
Not particularly, because I just feel like over-commercialized at this point, but we're seeking other funding to be able to be our own independent because, you know, we don't want to deal with the politics. We understand exactly what it is, the mission that we're trying to get accomplished, and it's been working thus far, and we're just trying to perfect it here in Newark to be able to take it other places.
That's right. That's good. That's a good concept. Now, you spoke a little bit about your media company, but we really want to understand more about it. So can you tell us a little bit about your media company and what you would like to see in it in the future?
Again, you know, I just want to make sure that our youth understands that their situation does not have to dictate their destination. So we do that by, you know, utilizing those arts and making sure that they understand the business behind it, you know, that when you hear about the Beyoncés and Jay-Z's, there was a whole process behind that. And there's so many avenues of business that they can learn and be a part of it in the background. So we focus on not just the art, but the business of that art as well. So there's a gigantic focus on entrepreneurship and mentoring them in the process.
Okay, that's good. Now, how can individuals in the Newark area assist or be a part of your projects?
Well, again, just be the change that you want to see. Come out and help us be change agents in our community because so many of our families are cynical to the politics that go on in our community. So you have to get out there and show them that you're for them, that you care for them, and that it's not about money. You know, we do this because we love them. They like it. We love it. We're going to figure out ways so that they can see that we're not going to judge them. We're not going to embarrass them. We're here to help them become better. It's simple. It's in the name. Help us become better. And they know it, and they trust us now. So we just want to continue doing that, you know, and get more help from the community. Of course, we need finances, so any contributions and help would help.
All right. Now, talk to a little bit about the project that you guys have coming up.
Oh yes, we're celebrating our 10 years. I'm so excited about this because what I did was because we weren't ever adequately funded. A lot of the money is strictly, you know, depleting our bank accounts, volunteers, sweat equity, just really putting love into this community. So what I wanted to do was, of course, celebrate our 10 years, but along the process of celebrating the 10 years, there were many volunteers that came out and that worked hard with us, that put their time in to help, put their love in to help. So we wanted to celebrate the people. People have said to me, how are you awarding 45 people in one event? It's easy because they deserve it. You know, we're bringing them all together, different walks of life, and saying, I appreciate you. So, you know, we wouldn't have made it without these people's help. So it just really feels good to have them all coming together and to meet the different people because at different years and different times in those years, people have helped. They didn't all stay through the whole process, but now everybody gets to meet everybody that played a part in making us who we are today.
That's good. That's good. Now, is there anything else you want to share that has not been shared?
I think we've said it all. I just challenge everybody to, you know, don't be afraid to step up and be the change that you want to see. We have to bring the village back. It's up to us. My son put a charge on my heart to do more for my community. You know, unfortunately, I felt like he called me a hypocrite because he said to me that I taught him that, you know, Dad, you always talk about being part of the solution, not part of the problem. What are you doing about it? And when he said that, my whole world changed because I was talking about it, but I wasn't doing anything about it. And now I'm doing something about it, and I'm being obedient, and we all can do the same thing, and our world will be a much better place.
That's great. And as we conclude this interview, how can individuals contact you or become involved in your projects? What are your social media sites and things of that nature?
Our social media sites, all of them are the same as Newark Hub Club, and that's regular spelling Newark, NEWARKHUBB Club, CLUB. So Newark Hub Club on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and our website is thehubclub.org, www.thehubclub.org. Or you can reach us at 973-732-4690. Again, that's 973-732-4690. Or you can definitely visit us at 135 Prince Street in Newark, New Jersey. And for you, I would love to invite you out to our ceremony just to kind of see the impact that we've made on all of these youth. One thing I didn't say is that a special focus on the anniversary is one child that's doing amazing things per year of our service that's going to be awarded that night. So they're doing great things. So it's going to be 10 youth that have done amazing things in life to be able to show the impact that we have done for our 10 years of service.
Wow. Thank you for that information,
yes.
And thank you for that invite. And I want to thank Ms. Tracy for allowing you to interview with me, and I want to thank you for this great interview. And
thank you.
Please stay in touch with me, and may God bless all of your endeavors, Mr. Best.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Access granted.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you guys for taking out the time to interview with me this morning.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Best. Be sure to check out the various programs that he has going on because we really need to help our youth. There are many things that our youth go through. There are many things out there that our youth are exposed to. So be sure to check out Mr. Best. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great day. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to theafreedoloveshow.com and click on number one radio. That's theafreedoloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. Or they can go to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone in the community, anyone with a positive message. Please Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members and your friends. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line because you're unified. And pray for them one by one. Call them by their name. Do not forget to pray for yourself. And pray for those you know and those you do not know because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to stand fast with God and continue to trust in God and have faith and believe in God because without God, we are nothing. With God, we are everything, and we can do everything, and God is going to bless us immensely. I told you that we need to expect something great this week, expect something wonderful this week. We must go each day expecting something, but guess what? God says we also have to sacrifice something, sacrifice our foolish ways, sacrifice our evil ways, sacrifice our negative ways. We have to sacrifice something in order to get something. Amen. So we want to make sure that we go and we expect something from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In addition to that, I want to introduce to some and present to others some of these different websites. The first one, if you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, this is a particular website in which I write many articles, and I would love for you to read some of these articles. You can follow if you want to, or some people just go to this particular page and read some of the articles. We have crime and law enforcement, we have Christianity, we have education, we have charities, we have fashion models, we have television and TV shows, we have celebrities, politics, and political science. Be sure to click on to those particular websites. In addition to that, if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, that's stellargospelmusic.com, you will see Home About Us, Contact Us, Services, Events Around the World. You will see some pictures as well. If you scroll down, and my computer's being slow this morning, but if you scroll down, then you will see basically new gospel music projects in 2016, and we're going to actually put June, and so we have many different gospel projects. If you want to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, then just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. You see two gospel artists. You see Sister Yolanda Adams as well as Pastor Winans. For some of our shows, we have Miss Cassandra from The Voice, and we have Meet Miss Solomon. Miss Solomon has a great program going on in Grand Prairie, Texas, and it's all about the students. So be sure to check her out in Grand Prairie. Also, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine that is ready. Then we have Pastor Kim Burrell. She's right up the street in Houston, Texas. She has a new radio show, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Be sure to check her out. She has some great things going on with her ministry. Also, we have different plays and things that we write. I write plays, and we put on productions, and we put on events for the community. And so if you want to look at some of the pictures, you may. All you have to do is click on this button here and expect some great things. We're going to have another project coming up that we're planning, but it's not going to be a play. It's going to be something else that the community can enjoy. If you have any events, media interviews, speaking, or promoting, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, we have the AfritaLoveShow.com television. We're going to have different clips, and then if you want to advertise your church for a week, you may do so. All you have to do is just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to contact me, these are my different contact methods at the bottom of this particular AfritaLoveShow.com television. You can Facebook me at AfritaLove, or you can Facebook me at Dr. Afridi Manulove, or Afridi Manulove, or you can Instagram AfritaLove, or you can LinkedIn, Afrita Love. So those particular things are pertinent. Then about us, basically this is an international radio station. Here are some examples of the different interviews. So if you want to know the format and kind of some of the questions, I ask different questions to the audience. But the most constant question that remains the same is there anything else you would like to share on the ministry that has not been shared? But most of all, I make it very directed toward the different experiences that each person has had. All right? Okay. If you want to contact me, be sure to click on the contact button. There's the contact form. Put your name, email, message, and subject, and please click submit. If you don't click submit, I won't receive it. Okay. Services, of course, we have a radio station, we have events, and we have speaking, a book, and a blog, and we're adding some more things pretty soon. Events around the world with pastors and entertainment. We're adding, so far we have the Sunday, September 11, 2016, the gigantic gospel concert with all of our gospel greats. You have to be there. It's going to be great. All right? Okay. Now, if you go to, this is the big website. This is where everything is. I mean, industries go to this website. If you want to know what's going on in the AfritaLoveShow.com, this next website is the website you want to be at, because I'm telling you, this is the website, AfritaLoveShow.com. Write it down, AlfredaLoveShow.com. AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure to write it on the walls. No, don't write it on the walls because I have kids listening. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Be sure to write it down. Be sure to put it in your phone. Be sure to have it saved as a favorite. Be sure to tell your family and friends. Text somebody. Tell somebody that ourfreetoloveshow.com is live. I'm telling you, this is the place you want to be. We're able because of God, we're able to serve our artists and different individuals who are trying to get their works out, and we're able to do other things in addition to that. But this is the place you want to start. This is the foundation. A lot of entrepreneurs come here, business people, industries, media, they come to this website, and I'm telling you, this is the place you want to be, freetoloveshow.com. We're getting ready to go right now. Let's go ahead and hit the enter button. Boom. All right, I had the volume down a little bit, and here it is, freetoloveshow.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to lock this number in. Write this number down. I'm telling you, 347-843-4981. Once again, 347-843-4981. And my email is right there, emonya_love@yahoo.com. This is the information you want to keep. I'm telling you, this is the website. All right? So here's the home page. Here's the home page. And I'm explaining this because I have many people on the line, and I have some new individuals. So I want to make sure we're all on the same page and all that good stuff. So here's how it works. All right? And here's how it's going to work. Basically, what I do is I interchange different artists, actors, actresses, media, publicity, just different individuals, because I want it to be very just cohesive in that every person that I'm able to cross paths with or speak to, I'm able to promote them on this page. So you may see different pictures spiral. You may see different spiraling of pictures. One thing that's going to remain constant is the format of the website. You know, we may change the colors of the background, but the format of the website and the basic icons that we click on, those are going to pretty much stay the same. But the pictures are going to change because we have so many people in the industry, some people that, you know, we've never heard of, some people who we have heard of, some people's name speaks before we even put it on this page. And so this page is an introduction for those who do not know who these people are, as well as a refresher for those who do and say, oh, yeah, I remember this person played in that 1980s movie. And I have another movie coming up, so I'm going to contact this person, okay? You do know that this is a radio gospel R&B entertainment and events outlet. God gave me this vision a couple of years ago, and God says, you know, we have to expose the people as far as allowing their lights to shine, because some people, you know, you have many different media companies and outlets that charge so much, but because this is God's, right? God says, give back. This is a free service as far as promoting your picture on this page, a free service. And entrepreneurs from everywhere look at this page because of the different individuals who's on this page, or because of pictures and experiences. I'll have video clips of different events, you know, that allows entrepreneurs and publicists and writers and individuals to know if they want this person or those persons to come to their city. So most of my audience would be industries, media, entrepreneurs, and individuals who have radio shows. That's most of my audience. And so this page, once again, like I said, you will see an interchange of pictures. You will see many people. Okay, so get used to that. Of course, the phone number, once again, 347-843-4981. We're also going to go to a toll-free number. Okay, so be sure to look out for that. And, of course, we have different TV stations and radio stations who really keep us up to date with what's going on as far as media is concerned. And most of the work is online. We have face-to-face. We have events and things of that nature. But this has been an enjoyable experience. If you go to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, you will see that this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. The mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. And you can see the evidence here with many different pictures and things of that nature. As I said before, we're all into promoting God's work and God's people. We also encompass R&B on this particular website because guess what? God gives the R&B singers a gift to sing. And so we'll call R&B singers or different individuals online, and they will tell us about their music. Now, one thing I do play is I play gospel music, but this particular outlet, this vehicle is open to everyone who has a gift and they want to share it with the world. This is an international radio station. We have people from all over who listen to this radio station, who come on the radio station, who inbox me about the radio station. So this is an international radio station, okay? All right. TheStellarGospelMusic.com, that is another hub for our gospel music and anything gospel, any events. We have booking requests here. And then we have guests on the radio show. If you would like to be on the show, then you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can email the Afrita Love Show at afritalove.com. And you can click on the booking request about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. But the StellarGospelMusic.com, that's going to be one of our gospel radio stations. All right. The unique aspect of the AfritaLoveShow.com is that we're incorporating online courses. And when I say online courses, I'm speaking about interactive online courses. We're going to have a virtual assistant pretty soon. And this virtual assistant, when you come to the website, this virtual assistant will show you around. So we're forming that. We're also forming different videos, interactive videos. If you click on brand mapping, you will hear my voice, and you can also follow along with this particular life map. What this map does is it gets those who are starting in the industry. It helps you to see your priorities. What are your priorities? And so this is a very good concept that we've incorporated. We're going to have online courses for branding. As I said before, these are going to be free online courses because these are only introductory courses to get us started. So we have many different online courses. We're going to have also some educational courses as well as ministry courses, and we're just going to have a plethora of knowledge for you when you come on to this Building a Brand Spiritual Vehicle Guide. One of the things we're working on, if you look at my Facebook page, the Afrita Love Facebook page, what you will see is that you will see that I have uploaded some songs. And part of a branding that I speak to my artists about who I'm working with, and it's three of them that I'm working with, one thing I speak to them about is when you write a song, when you listen to a song, there are going to be many questions asked. And so we're working on PR and we're working on branding, and part of that is asking those questions when we put out the PR. Sometimes as an artist or as a radio host, you have to put out your own PR until people really get to know who you are because they're wondering, you know, who is that in Bellmead, Texas, who has an online radio station, who's interviewing these celebrities, who's interviewing these pastors, and who's out here, you know, taking pictures. Some people know and some people don't. And so what I pride myself in doing is you have to think of creative ways. And part of my online class, and I'm going to give you a rubric and a syllabi, and this is all free because, you know, when God gives me these special talents and gifts and we put them online, you know, we're helping individuals because God says your reward is in heaven. So when we look at this about building a brand, you know, you upload these particular songs and then you ask those prospective questions, and those questions really help you think, and you bring out the best in those particular PR sections within each PR or within your brand. So when you're making music, and that's what I tell my artists, I say when you're making music, you want to make sure that you know who you're singing to, who pictures somebody, visual somebody. You know, you're singing to God, of course, you're singing to God. But then also visualize you're in his presence and let the Holy Spirit fall down upon you. That's what I tell the artists that I work with. And so we're in the process of going through what I'm showing you online. We're working through that process. I'm uploading, I'm downloading songs for them, and we're speaking back and forth and having dialogue about what does this mean? You know, what did she mean when, you know, what happened when she went to the wedding? You know, why did she call her son? And so the songs have to make sense. And so just like radio, you know, the question is why do you offer free services? Well, because God wants me to, and because we're letting our light shine, and we're getting to know people, we're reaching out to people, and then that bridges the gap to other things. And so, you know, God says if we're faithful over a few things, he will make us rule over many. And we have to be faithful over the small things and have small beginnings, appreciate those small beginnings. And so that's what I'm working on the artist with. So if you want to join us, just continue to watch the page. This is a huge task that we have ahead of us. It's very big. And as I said before, we're going to really have online classes. I'm going to have teleconferencing calls. In addition to radio, all of this is going to be encompassed. And I'm going to make a schedule of those particular conference calls, online courses. So if you have a new radio station, if you're an artist and you're looking for something that entrepreneurs are looking for, because that's what I really, that's my main focus. You know, I'm in the media industry, but also I'm an entrepreneur. So when I go to concerts, you know, I go back and I report to all these entrepreneurs, how was my experience, what happened? And, you know, I listen to different CDs and I give reviews and things of that nature. So we all collaborate on a blog, but I want to share it with other people as well. And so that's what we're going to be doing, okay? Whew, that was a lot. All right, the speaker showcase. Of course, I'm a speaker, and Mr. Jay Dixon is as well. He's at UNT. But these are some of the topics that we speak on, but we're not limited to these topics, but just to give you an idea. And so if you need a speaker, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Of course, we're going to have different gospel legends. I want you to be sure to check out their music. And then we have some community journalists. I've added journalists because I'm really interested in writing. I've always loved writing, okay? And so if you tap into Ms. Joy Reid, MSNBC, and look at some of her stories, she's really into the political arena. And so she writes about politics a lot. And I study what she does. You know, she's a great icon, so I study what she does. And then, of course, Ms. Goldie Taylor, she's out of Atlanta, Georgia, and she has some interesting just news to share about the world and politics and things that's going on and ethics. I mean, she's wonderful. Then, of course, you have the freetolovshow.com. You have to connect with that particular show. There are many things going on. There's a plethora of things. We have ministries. We have interviews. We have online classes. We have branding. We have events. We have some of everything. So please be sure to tap into us. And here's the author list. Of course, as you can see, I only have one author there, and I need to add the rest of the authors. Then, of course, events. We're going to have many events on this particular page. We want to make sure that we're continuing to pray for each and every person that we encounter. You never know what individuals are going through. You never know where they've been. One of the things that was laid on my heart last night when I was speaking to some of my media friends, I would love to see Love Under New Management go nationwide as far as people being able to see this particular movie, because domestic violence is very prevalent in the United States, and it's huge. And so I would like to see that go a little bit further as far as that's concerned. But, you know, I'm going to talk to some people and look into the media and things of that nature. But continue to trust in God with all of your heart. Do not lose hope. Do not faint. You know, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And so I want your strength to be renewed because of the wait, because we waited upon the Lord. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com this morning. There are so many people on the line. Be sure, if you want to ask a question, be sure to ask a question. All you have to do is call in 347-843-4981 and ask a question. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook. If you have an artist or you're a writer or anything of that nature, then please be sure to connect with me so that I can get you on this international radio station and I can get you in the rotation. Now, I am going to tell you that there are going to be many different individuals that will be on the page. But the main thing is that you make sure that people understand what God has given unto you. And so just keep working hard, keep doing what God has asked you to do, and God will see you through. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida, Love of the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Have a great day, everybody.
been your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray with someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.